bar.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Wednesday, August 10th. It's 2016. And may I say it's 11.07 p.m. here in, I am west of London right now. I am at the Penny Hill Park Hotel. We played today at Sunningdale, great course. Man, great course. I met Sam Torrence, a Ryder Cup captain, one of the top 10 golfers in the world a few years back. Took a picture, put it on Twitter if you want to check the Twitter feed out. Enjoying the trip, I can tell you that. Anyway, thanks for being here. As always, this is a show about you and your buckos and all points in between. We will do markets, the economy, the election. And we're going to save our third segment of the show today on, hey, everything I have told you has come true. Remember what we tell you. Eventually, everything comes out. We'll have the whole story about Clinton and Trump a little bit later. And, of course, that's going to affect you and your buckos and all points in between going forward. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me, just be nice, read our articles, charts of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. You can press the money management button if you want to hear what we're doing. We'd like to hear what you're doing, and the subscribe button for notes. And we also have the consult button if you're managing your own money and managing other monies and you want us to be a guide with you, let us know. Somewhat of a quiet week. We're getting right into the markets, by the way, because we're going to discuss everything else a little bit later. Quiet market this week. The tone was a little bit more mushy today as markets pulled back a little bit. I always worry when we see weakness in financials. Remember what we have told you about the financials. They have not in any way, shape, or form been a leadership group. The good news is other things have picked up the slack. But always, constantly, consistently, I am watching Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, Bank America, Bank of New York, SunTrust, Wells Fargo, PNC, Morgan Stanley, and a bunch of regionals and things like that. And not a very good day today, but the good news is I call it somewhat of a no biggie today. So we'll cover all that soup to nuts, up and down and all around. Hope you're doing well in the States. I must tell you that haven't watched really any Olympics, have not watched any American news, so I don't know how they're covering the things. You know what? I take that back. I'm going to guess as to how they're covering a couple of very important things in a couple of segments, but I first want to mention a couple of other things. I have my favorites in this world. My favorite golfer of all time, Arnold Palmer. In more recent times was Greg Norman. Golfers. Favorite teams, New York Mets, New York Giants. New York, I hate saying it, New York Knicks. One of my favorite sports people was John Saunders of ESPN. He died at the age of 61. You hear now he's had some health issues. I don't know if it was a heart attack or not. I guess we'll find out in the next few days. But, you know, just, whew, I'm telling you. Between ESPN getting rid of all their great talent and John Saunders passing away, you know, anyway. Just wanted to say that out front because I really like the guy. I love Dick Vitale also. I love a man with passion. And, man, that man loves what he does. All right. How morbid am I, right? All right. So today on the show will be market intensive, the first two segments, and then the last one, third segment, which is kind of a long one. The soap opera called Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. And just remember, they're not running for school commission. They're not running for state senator. They're not running for a governor of a state. This is the big enchilada, kids. The big enchilada. Notice my silence. So that all said, let's get going with markets, ladies and gentlemen. Again, thank you for being here. Let's do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. Dow down 37. I think it was down 70 or 80. S&P down 6. NASDAQ 20. NASDAQ 112. SOX 5. About 6. Russell 2008. Transports 33. Advanced declines. Not 2 to 1 negative on the NASDAQ. Only 13.16 on the New York. Of note today in the Dow, big cap oil, Chevron, Exxon. Both down more than a stick. Goldman Sachs in the week financials. That's about it for any type of movement in the Dow today. As I mentioned earlier, financials, just icky day. They've rallied up. They edged above resistance. Kind of sort of tucked their head in like a frightened turtle today. We'll see what happens from there. Gold. Silver. First off, as we have been telling you, the gold stocks are acting much better than the metal. Gold is sitting above the 50-day moving average, now in about a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 new trading range, and we'll see what comes of it. If you look at the gold stocks, GDX, almost looking to go to new highs. Didn't happen yet, but almost. Silver looks about has much stronger than gold recently. Looks about the same right now. Has not broken out in any way, shape, or form just yet. Earnings. What we want to keep you on top of is the best reaction to earnings. This does not give something the right to keep going higher. It's just our studies of companies that gap up off of earnings or have great reaction because of earnings should be reviewed and watched very closely. Yelp, Y-E-L-P. Yeah, really. Very good numbers. And by the way, we're not telling you to buy these things. They're for your review. Stock gapped out of a one-year range. Closed at almost 37. Keep in mind the stock in March of 14 was 101. So we're talking in somewhat recovery mode. And I would just put it on the watch list. Ralph Lauren on the day. Finished up 8. I must tell you, doesn't do much for me except it had a gap big volume, but not even close to the old highs. Earnings down 3, revenues down 4. Again, this is what worries us. I know they beat the number, but these are not good numbers. Doesn't do anything for anybody. So just letting you know, we will continue to advise you on this stuff. And that is the complete lack of very good earnings. Microchip, MCHP, gapped up yesterday. Just want to let you know, just in case I didn't mention yesterday, semiconductor name. And actually not bad numbers. Those are pretty decent numbers. So keep in mind we're past earnings as far as most of the biggies. There's a few more things to come out in retail, some oils and things like that. But overall, again, earnings not great. Disney, their number's not bad. Stock's just not reacting well. There's such worry about ESPN that there is a discount in the stock right now, and nothing's changed just yet. Disney remains on the bearish side. Up next, more on the markets, movers of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff today. A little later on, we'll talk election. The nauseating election. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like a 4-pack of 3M Post-its for just $3. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you're doing good. The Fishman shot a 75 today at Sunningdale. I shot 84. 75. It's pretty darn good. 75. Anyway. Hope you all doing well back in the States. I will be back on Sunday. Back in the home office on Monday. I don't know why, but I will be. All right, let's move on. The discount retailers. Walmart's edging out to new highs. Costco's about to. Ross Stores. Dollar General looks like it's held the 50-day moving average. TJX. Axe Fine in Burlington. Used to be Burlington Coat Factory. It's now Burlington Stores. Same. So that's a group right now that has very good relative strength, not the strongest of growth, but continues to do what it's doing. Now, let's just I'm just going to give you a little list here of stocks that had the great strong reaction to earnings. Again, it's just a watch list for you guys. It's a list for us, too. Ubiquity Networks, UBNT, Waters Corp, WAT, Sprint, symbol S, Advanced Micro Devices, that's AMD, Microsoft, Slowboat, Microchip mention, Nevro, NVRO, Tupperware, TUP, Texas Instruments, TXN, Mercado Libre, MELI, Domino's Pizza, DPZ, Gentex, GNTX, SAP, which is SAP, TransDigm, TDG, we just mentioned Yelp, Edwards Life Sciences, EW, I know I'm missing a few here, Silicon Motion, no, that, forget that one, Scott's Miracle-Gro, SMG, United Rentals, URI, Varian, VAR, I just be scanning these things, and we'll see how it goes. Those are some of the better names. Again, this is just simply reaction to earnings. Apple also gapped up, but earnings were down 23, revenues down 13 of 14. We really wonder how much Apple can go up if earnings continue to decline. You got that? Earnings continue to decline. They better come out with a big phone. I got some emails on some stocks, which we haven't talked about very much, and I want to go over a few of them. First off, I get asked often a lot about Starbucks. We owned it. We sold it about 9 months ago for good. It just looked like it topped. It has stayed topped, and we'd avoid. Simple as that. You never know what reasons are. There's a little deceleration. They're already big. They're already everywhere. Those can be the thoughts. I don't know. All I know is they just raise prices all over the place. That should help them out, but I guess not, because, again, stocks is very bearish, and we would be aware of it. Under Armour and Nike both act very, very poorly. I didn't mention the news. Nike's getting out of, like, golf equipment, things like that. Again, golf is just not doing what it used to do. I think maybe the Tiger Woods effect, him not being out there, I'm not sure, but could be. And we'd avoid. I'm constantly asked about Netflix and Tesla. Netflix acted very poorly on earnings. Then an insider bought stock, and the stock moved right back up. I don't have an answer there. Tesla keeps... I read. I haven't confirmed, but I'm going to tell you what I read in a good publication. Tesla loses $20,000 on every car they make. You think that's a good business model? Maybe Elon Musk should be running Washington, D.C., because that's how Washington, D.C. handles things. Everything they do, they lose money on. I don't have an answer. I would just avoid them. I think they're trading vehicles right now. They're certainly not great growth leaders right now. They have wide and loose action over the last year. And all that means is, instead of trading very tightly in a tight price range, it's all over the map price range. And again, Tesla loses money, Netflix, bleh. I believe, and I said this on TV so I can mention it, I think one of the best candidates to be potentially bought out is Netflix, for obvious reasons. You know, Hulu was just bought, somebody bought into it. There is a big bubble in entertainment, a fight for your eyes and ears, whether it's TV or music or wherever. So I'm pretty sure somebody. I think a Disney is a candidate. I think Apple is a candidate. By the way, you know we don't talk rumors. We're just outlining that this would be a very good fit for a media company. I think Apple, which has, what, $200 billion in cash or something like that? Is that about right? I think I may be right on that. I think that's a possibility. And again, we're not predicting it. We're not telling you to go out and buy it. And possibly, if there's a buyout, they can buy it a dollar higher. You never know. Though that's probably unlikely. And again, does not mean it's going to happen. But I just sit back and say, okay, what would be good fits out there? What's out there that somebody could buy? And I just think we're going to see more consolidation in the entertainment industry. As we move forward, I don't own it. There's a pretty good hint. I'm asked all the time on Facebook. It's out of a range, but a tepid reaction to the earnings report, which was gargantuan. And what I'm finding out is, I guess Mark Zuckerberg said something about, don't know if it can get any better than this. And not realizing that could affect the stock. And as you know, in aftermarket, I think it was over 130. It closed today at 124, almost 125. So if you own it, fine. Breaks the 50-day moving average, another story. And frankly, it just needs to stay above that 122, 123 area. And then it's in good stead. So those are some names I get asked about most for obvious reasons. They are, you know, the place. Solar stocks. I mentioned just in passing, SunPower, down 4.5 to 10:30 today, new yearly low. These solar companies are toast. Big losses, yet the green movement and the socialist government wants to continue to push and subsidize these companies, don't own the stocks. Up next on The Edge, now what's going on with the election? How about demoralization? We'll talk about it up next on The Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship. In with Bill Pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, Almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. As you know, we have promised you that we are going to cover everything that needs to be covered about this presidential election. It is not hyperbole to say that it is a humongous election, based on the fact that the last two presidents were horror shows. We have repeatedly told you, to the point of ad nauseum, that between Obama and George Bush, $13 trillion in new debt, and then we can go into their mistakes and their lies and their stupidity and their moronic moves, but we don't have enough time. Now we got Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And we have been telling you for 2 years on this show that the Clinton Foundation is a criminal operation. There's something called the RICO Act. This should be a RICO investigation. We call her a crook, because in plain sight, her and her husband created a foundation for something that is simply called pay to play. You donate and we'll do for you. We've told you that in plain sight. We've also told you that they've paid out the charity a minuscule amount percentage-wise versus money they keep and spend on travel and entertainment and other stuff that they don't divulge. Well, the emails are now floating out from WikiLeaks, and guess what? Guess what? It's all there. Hillary Clinton and her flunkies were getting people to donate to the Clinton Foundation in turn to get favors, contracts, stuff, you name it. And let me be clear about something to each and every one of you, because the Democrats will say there's nothing there and the Republicans will say there's everything there. And of course, the media will be hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. I will tell you this. If this was a Republican doing what the Clintons are doing, the media would be crapping in their pants every hour on the hour, doing investigation after investigation after investigation, front page headlines, top of the news. But I got news for you. I went to CNN.com, nothing. ABCNews.com, nothing. NBCNews.com, nothing. The only one that had, well, Bloomberg had it, CBS News had it. We're also finding, and this was a gimme also, the Obama administration Department of Justice blocked an FBI recommendation to have a full investigation and probe on the Clinton Foundation. Really? The woman is a crook. Her husband is a crook. They have used something that could do good for the world to line their own pockets, line their friends' pockets, and just get more money. Why would you think these countries would give $2 and $3 million? Why would you think somebody would ask Hillary Clinton to speak for 20 minutes and get $250,000 to $500,000? That's how you funnel money to people. In plain sight. And it's just like when Susan Rice came out and said it was a video, it was a video, it was a video, it was not terrorism. It's in plain sight that they lied. But the media is in shambles, and that's why we don't trust the word that comes out of their mouths. This woman's a scum. Her husband's a scum. And she may be president. And she's going to handle our treasury? Oh, crap. Donald Trump. You may not know this. You may not have read it. I have. The Secret Service had to meet with Donald Trump a couple of times because Donald Trump, in his infinite wisdom, in a speech to a group of people or an audience, talked about maybe the people with the Second Amendment can take care of Hillary Clinton. I got news for you. Donald Trump is not calling for the assassination of Hillary Clinton. But Donald Trump is a freaking moron for even going there in any way, shape, or form. It is utter stupidity. It shows that this man is not there and just does not get it, and obviously does not want to get it. And the other problem is the potential to stoke the fires of morons that are out there that would say, okay. These are our two people vying, and I know there's a couple of others. Johnson, what's her name? Klein, I don't even remember what her name was. So you have an absolute crook. Should be in jail. I'd be in jail. You'd be in jail. My goodness gracious. They have indicted and convicted so many people for 1/100th of what Hillary and Bill Clinton have done. And I must tell you, she must be scared crapless if somebody else, if Donald Trump becomes president, because I got news for you. Anybody else's Department of Justice would have the handcuffs out already. But back to Donald Trump. This dude is scaring me. One would have thought by now that the right advisors were in his ear saying, dude, slow your roll and act like a president. You don't throw out a joke or whatever you want to call it that has assassination undertones. And let me be clear. That's what it had. And Donald Trump can look me blue in the face. Oh, I didn't mean that. Terrific. But you put it out there. And that's moronic. So I don't know where we stand, ladies and gentlemen. I'll keep my fingers crossed. And maybe I will just have to run for something because somebody's got to start a revolution in this country about really giving back the country to the people. Because the growth of government has doubled since 2016. The growth of corruption is probably up 100-fold in Washington, D.C. And now we'll get the biggest crook of them all potentially in the White House. She's the bad of the bad. And I don't even know how to quantify or qualify Donald Trump. As I told you, I like what he said on economic policy. I don't know if he believes it. He said a lot of things. Now, I know I'm going to get some nasty emails from the Trumpsters, but I don't care. I'm telling you what I think. And if for you to argue anything I'm saying, you just got your head in the sand. I think we got about 3 months left, right? Yay. Yay. And, of course, the father of the scumbag who killed the people in Orlando was front and center at a Hillary Clinton rally. Imagine if that guy was at a Donald Trump rally, what the media would be doing. Guess what they're saying about it with Hillary Clinton? Nothing. They're dirt. The media is the low of the low now, the national mainstream media. They're supposed to be our line of defense against people in power. They're nothings. They're overpaid, high-paid teleprompter readers that are injecting their own opinions into everything and costing this country. That's my take. Up next, whatever else, and this, that, and the other thing. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Napa know-how.
In third grade, there's one way to protect yourself. Karate. But now that you're mostly grown up, pick up a dash cam at Napa for just $39.99. With 8 gigs of storage, a wide-angle lens, and loop recording, it's everything you need to protect yourself on the road. The Napa dash cam for $39.99. It's no flying mantis neck kick, but just as effective. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 8/31/16.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like a 4-pack of 3M Post-its for just $3. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Dun, dun. Let me finish off a couple other things about Clinton and Trump. And again, it's, you know, this is going to be huge, whoever wins. And I worry about both. I'm not in the States right now, but I'm 100% sure from what I see on the web, the media is going ape crap over what Trump said about the Second Amendment and Hillary, and they're all calling it assassination talk and all that. Let me quote Hillary Clinton back in 08 May. Obama, when she was looked like she was losing to Obama, and they were asking, people were talking about her getting out. Let me quote her. Between my opponent and some in the media, there's been this urgency to end this. You know, my husband did not wrap up the nomination in 92 until he won the California primary somewhere in the middle of June. Ready for the money quote? We all remember Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in June in California. Media never covered that. You got that? So anyway... Clinton Foundation is nothing more than a pay-to-play for the donors. That's all it is. As we have told you, it's called influence peddling, and it's a felony. And the Obama administration is covering it up by doing nothing. The FBI came out and said, we got to do something. We got to investigate this. And guess what? They blocked it. There you go. That's Loretta Lynch, who met with Bill Clinton on an airplane, on a tarmac, 2 days before she met with the FBI, and the FBI said that they don't like anything she said, but they're not going to prosecute. Nah, no fix. No worries. Everything's A-OK. Speaking of A-OK, remember our thoughts. And we differ than many. We believe we're in a massive bubble of asset prices. We believe the end game is going to be not so very good. But we don't know when it ends. And we don't know at what price. It could be tomorrow. It could be 25,000 Dow. I remember back in 99, I had to hold my nose and buy some things. Even though valuations were stupid, but technically they were busting out and big volume and gapping up and big money was made. So while the what we call the perma bears, the ones that are calling for death of the market, we mentioned Mark Faber yesterday, Harry Dent. There are others. Three words. Let the market decide. Just remember what we think is the ultimate outcome. But if markets continue to strengthen and leadership starts rolling all over the place, jumping up, and things are gapping up, breaking out left and right, and the Dow wants to go up another 15% in the next 6 months, you can't just sit because somebody said the Dow was going to be 5,000. Technicians want to go with the flow, wants to ride the waves and drown out all the noise. The Harry Dents want to sell books. And when I use the term perma bears, these are people that will stay bearish whether we go to 50,000 Dow. More power to them. Now, the interesting part about this little move we just have, all the big investment banks are saying the market's going lower. Don't own stocks. I've never seen that before. When markets are okay or moving up, that's usually reserved for markets that are already down 30%. So I don't know what that means. But I do know it can't be bad. Market strong, they're all bearish. Market strong, tons of cash on the sideline. So stay tuned. There's a battle on right now. We still think earnings and sales stink. We still think the economy is blah and many areas around the globe are terrible. But there is no limit to how much printed money, how low negative rates are going to go, and asset prices throughout the last few years have reacted well to it. Now, we will tell you this. It does feel like diminishing returns right now, as the market's hardly up from the beginning of 15, and many areas are where they were in 2013. Eventually, the game will be up. Not so sure we're there yet. We're going to watch closely every important area. We're going to continue to scan left and right. And we'll continue to report to you as we move forward. Do like we do. Drown out the noise. We'll be getting back to you tomorrow night from London. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Simple. Do hug your children. Night, night, all.
Thanks for joining us. for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.